From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Kyle Fields. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Great-granddaddy ran Pike County Shine, made him a dollar one corn at a time. Did what he did to survive, keep on rolling on down the line. Favorite meals, mama's supper. Daddy taught me how to be a hard worker. My sister read a Bible cover to cover, and me, well, I learned to sing. Stories about me and honesty. You can take it or leave it. What you get is what you see. Stories about me, Billy poetry. And I sure hope y'all like these stories about. Chase my dreams. But when I got to town, can't believe what I seen. Bunch of pretty boys wearing skinny jeans. Yeah, I knew I went in there to record. Took a long nail to my 401. Still don't get no damn radio play, but at least I keep it country. And these are stories about me. I do it to keep from going insane. There ain't nothing like being on stage, and I sure love these songs I play. Cause the story's about me and honesty. And you can take it or leave it, but you can't is what you see. Stories about me, hillbilly poetry. And I sure hope y'all like these stories about me. Yeah, I sure hope y'all like these stories about me.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Dean Phelps, and along with Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 585th live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we are pleased to present another night of great live music with Kyle Fields. Kyle was born and raised in northeastern Kentucky in Greenup County. He grew up just off the famous country music highway, US 23. After 5 years of living in Nashville, he has returned to the vibrant music scene here in central Kentucky. On stage with Kyle tonight are John McHugh on lead guitar, Josh Hale on drums, and Scotty McLeese playing bass guitar. Please welcome Kyle Fields and his band to the Red Barn stage.
Ever since she said goodbye, seeming like I've been a-drinking every day that ends in a Y. Got a brown paper sack, makers to leave its mark, top shelf bourbon and a big broken heart. I'll kill it and go to the honky-tonk, drink my cares away, then I'll tell the band to play something depressing. I don't want to hear no rock and roll, don't want to hear nothing too fast. I just came to forget a memory and raise up my glass. And I'm drowning sorrows, one bottle at a time. Drowning sorrows, blowing every hard-earned dime that I made last week on a payroll. Set another round up, let's go, yeah, tonight. I'm a drowning sorrows. I get high and I call some old buddies from back in school. They're all settled down and married and thinking I'm a dang fool. They say you better quit this hard living, boy, they'll put you in the ground. But they don't know what it's like to come home to an empty house. And I'm drowning sorrows, one bottle at a time. Drowning sorrows, blowing every hard-earned dime that I made last week on a payroll. Set another round up, let's go, yeah, tonight. I'm a drowning sorrows. Drowning sorrows. Drowning sorrows. Oh, Lord, tonight I'm a drowning sorrows.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with Kyle Fields. How you doing, Brad?
Who, me? Hey, Dean, nice to see you. Kyle, and it's nice to see you, too.
Yeah, nice for you.
Yeah, enjoying the music tonight. Folks, you're listening to the music of Kyle Fields. Kyle is a native of Greenup, Kentucky. As I understand, now you are here in Fayette County.
Yeah, I moved up like late July. I moved to Lexington and loving it so far, playing a lot of music, and it's been great so far. I like it a lot. Great town.
Did you move to Lexington out of the blue? Did you decide to come here because you felt there would be more venues here to do what you do?
No, I mean, Nashville's definitely got a lot more venues, but I just
sure.
I just spent 5 years down there and kind of missing family and friends and kind of wanted to go to UK basketball games, and I could only go to, like, Vanderbilt. So
sure.
I had to get back up here, and, I mean, I make frequent trips. I'm actually probably going to go down next couple of weeks, but I got a lot of friends down there in Nashville, and I'll still do most of my recording, if not all of it, down there. So I'll still be down and around there a lot, but
yeah.
Want to be back in my old Kentucky home, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Blues about the only feeling I know these days. I wish I was down on a little sandy. I'm throwing a few back with old Mark and Randy. But I sold my soul to the devil for some guitar strings. I ain't seen my mama and daddy in such a long, long time. A man at Greenup County moonshine never sounded so damn fine. And maybe I'll put this truck on 65 and go back to the only place where I got some peace of mind. You're calling me home, just like a Keith Whitley song. I've been rambling and drifting for way too long. But no, not today. I know where I'm gonna go. Gonna head on back to my old Kentucky home. I can hear a banjo playing when I hit a town. I stop and grab an ill-lit one and I drink it down. I might stop in Lexington watching Wildcats play ball. Yeah, this year's team is tough. I hope they win it all. You're calling me home, just like a Keith Whitley song. I've been rambling and drifting for way too long. But no, not today. I know where I'm gonna go. Gonna head on back to my old Kentucky home. Just like a Keith Whitley song, I've been rambling and drifting way too long. Oh no, not today. I don't know where I'm gonna go. Gonna head on back to my old Kentucky home. Yeah, I'm gonna head on back to my old Kentucky home.
How long did you live in Greenup?
Basically my whole life until like 21 or something. I don't know. I'm 28 now. I hate to say that. I'm getting older. My back's starting to hurt a little bit. But I spent about 5 years down there. But my whole life I lived in Greenup County, Kentucky for the before going to Nashville in 2012.
For most of our listeners, at least many of whom have not been to the place where you grew up, can you sort of paint a picture of that town?
Yeah, it's northeastern Kentucky. It's right on the Ohio River. Nice little town. Everybody's famous in a small town, as the song goes there by Miranda. I love it. It'll always be home. It's kind of very rural area, you know.
What do people do there?
Well, when I lived there, I drank a lot of beer and just played music. And
I was wondering, like, professionally, what people, like, why do people move there?
Economy-wise, there's a refinery, and basically my whole family kind of works there. Marathon Oil there in Catlettsburg, and that's a big employer there. And then you got, obviously, farther south you go, obviously, coal industry. And then there used to be a steel mill there that a lot of people worked at, but it's kind of shut down pretty much there. So jobs are kind of hard to come by right now over there. But luckily, they're putting in an aluminum plant there. In the next few years, it's going to employ a lot of people, and that area definitely needs it over there. It's definitely hurting, so it'll be a great thing to get that in there.
Around here, things move a little more slow. And up in a holler, the ginseng grows. The folks from the big city, they put us all down. They might understand us, they visit our little towns. We'll treat a stranger like he's our next of kin. Until you double cross us, then you won't again. Might find yourself on the wrong end of a 44. If you ever try to break in our front door. And I'm a son of Appalachia till the day that I die. I got moonshine running in these veins of mine. My home will always be them old hills and pines. And I'm a son of Appalachia till the day that I die. Went down to Nashville to chase my dreams. Cause all I ever wanted was to play and sing. But no matter where in this world I roam, Eastern Kentucky will always be home. And I'm a son of Appalachia to the day that I die. I got moonshine running through these veins of mine. My home will always be them old hills and pines. And I'm a son of Appalachia to the day that I die. Yeah, I'm a son of Appalachia. The day that I die, I got moonshine running through the veins of mine. My home will always be them old hills and pines. And I'm a son of Appalachia the day that I die. Yeah, I'm a son of Appalachia to the day that I die.
The guitar that came to you from your grandma?
She gave it to me for Christmas one time when I was 12 or 13. I can't remember. And I just kind of started picking it up. And I went over to my neighbor's house. They both kind of strummed around. They taught me the few basic chords, you know, G, C, D, and E minor, in which you can play 1,500 country songs with. And I never really progressed much since then. I could still play those four chords. Most of the song I write are
that's not true.
The same chords there. So
did your grandma want you to play music?
I guess she did. She wouldn't have bought me a guitar if she didn't.
Yeah, right, right. dumb question. Did she want you to play country music?
That grandma wasn't. She's not big into country music. My other grandma, I remember going over to their house, and they had like these old vinyl, Merle Haggard and George Jones and Bluegrass records. And so they kind of got my country influences from them. But I grew up listening to everything, but country music, obviously, mostly what I listened to.
Do you have a lot of recollections of music playing on the CD player, on the record player, whatever?
Yeah, my mom, she listens to really good music. I remember her listening just mostly, you know, when I was growing up, is 90s country, Alan Jackson and Tracy Lawrence. She was always big fans of people like that. And I remember music was always kind of part of the life. I remember going to, you know, church and singing the gospel and stuff of that nature. And I can't really look back and not think of music being involved somehow. My Uncle Dean, he played like a mandolin and guitar, and I remember him playing when I was pretty young, and it's always been a part of my life. I can't really look back and not remember it being a part somewhere.
Hmm. Did you find your voice singing in church?
I still don't know if I've ever found it. Yeah, I mean, I can remember singing gospel songs, and, you know, as a young kid, I just kind of sang along to the radio and stuff and kind of learned stuff like that, but then when I got the guitar, that's when I kind of really started trying to sing and stuff. So,
you know, always a tenor?
I guess, yeah. Probably not when I was younger, but now it's kind of, I just sing and it comes out. So I guess it's what it is, I guess.
We might be somewhere roping when the sun goes down, we'll head on. Drink a few cold ones and head off to bed. The moonlight will get up and do it again. Could be in Oklahoma picking up a load, drive it on out up to up his baby and kisses her through the phone that follows that white line to lead him back home. Thank God they're still good old boys like me. Yeah, they might be in Wyoming or Tennessee. Calls a couple of times, like in West Virginia when they lay off the coal mines. When cotton ain't sailing in the Carolinas, but we'll make it through. Yeah, we will survive. Thank God they're still good old. Or New Jersey, out in California, or Mississippi. Yeah, thank God they're still good old boys like me. Nowadays seems like everything's changed. Nobody's got values, hell, they've all gone insane. But we'll keep on working just like we always done. It's the way we were raised, just like our daddy's done. Thank God they're still good old boys sounds like me. Yeah, they might be in Kansas or Milwaukee, up in Chicago, all over the land of free. Yeah, thank God they're still good old boys like me. Yeah, thank God they're still good old boys like me. Yeah, thank God they're still good old Kentucky boys like me. I don't know where this country would be if it weren't for good old boys like me.
Kyle Fields is here tonight with John McHugh playing the Telecaster guitar over there, and Josh Hale back there on drums, and then Scotty McLeese is playing bass. Nice to have you guys here. Kyle's been playing with these guys literally for hours.
Now, if we've hit hours.
I'm really interested in hearing you talk some more about Nashville.
Nashville's a great town. I loved it. I mean, I think it's definitely necessary at least to go down and try it if you're wanting to be a country singer. And I mean, I spent 5 years down there, and I just kind of wanted to come back here, you know. There's a great music scene in Lexington. If you're wanting to get into country music, I don't know if that's some of the stuff they play down there anymore. It's not what I call country music. That's definitely where you should go. You know, it's called Music City for a reason. I liked it a lot. I've got to meet a lot of great people. I loved it because you could write with so many different people, and everybody down there loves the songwriting stuff, and I'm trying to get that going here a little bit, trying to get people who want to write songs and stuff. But I mean, Nashville's definitely it's where you got to go if you want to do anything, it seems like.
Everybody thinks we're crazy, and I ain't no good for you, baby, but I don't see how I'm better for anyone else. When I look into your eyes, I see that you're mine for all time, and I don't wanna hold nobody but you. And the world can talk, but that don't change what we got. Because when I think about
coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Kyle Fields, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We are back with more of Kyle Fields after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.